Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tiny Cupboard. Yeah. Keep going for Zarif, House Music Zarif. You can find him at Space Roy's with a Z. He usually plays us in to start the show and after we end the show, so feel free to tip him for his lovely music. I'm just here to say that I have beers and hard seltzer and chips. I have your Doritos and popcorns and such, if that's what you're interested in, up at the bar. Also, don't forget that the price of your ticket includes the free edible. If you haven't ever done an edible before, please be careful. I think I'm saying this after people have already consumed them. But please put your hands together for Stone.
All right.
Give it up for the dog that was on stage as well. Yeah. There was a great... Oh, that sounded nice. There was a great moment where before the show started, Zarif was over here playing, and the dog went near Zarif, and Anya had to, like, grab the dog to get away from the house band, which feels like something probably happens every week, you know? All right. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Happy holidays,
happy
everybody.
Happy holidays, yeah.
I hope your holidays are happy.
Yeah. Right. Is everyone excited for the new year? What's the temperature in the room when it comes to New Year's? Thumbs up? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah? Oh, a fuck yeah even? That's all right, good.
Yeah. This feels like I'm in like a... It feels like I'm in a room full of war veterans. Everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Like a VFW or something.
Yeah. But it was still a thumbs up.
Still a thumbs up, yeah. That's the best thumbs up from a grizzled war veteran who's missing a tooth. He's like, yeah, it's still good.
Yeah. I would hang out at VFWs if I lived near one and if I was allowed in. Are people allowed in?
I used to do that, yeah.
Oh. Anya used to do that. Oh.
I feel like those are more like small town. I'm sure there's New York VFWs. Anybody know of one?
Yeah, there's one in Park Slope. Does anyone know of any? This is a... we've never talked about this.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
What an interesting thing to stumble on to for the...
Right at the top.
The holiday episode. Let's talk about VFW halls.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What is...
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
What's on your holiday minds? Anything...
Boxing Day.
You want to shout out?
Shout out some holidays that we want to celebrate right now. Make one up.
Labor Day. Let's remember Labor Day. Yeah.
Let's remember that one.
Right.
I know people say it as a joke, but I'm just going to contribute it. Arbor Day. Shout out Arbor Day.
Right.
Shout out. Let's get all the holidays in here.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
I did come up with a good holiday.
Okay.
I think this should be real. I think there should be a holiday after the holidays. Like, 2 weeks into January, there should be a holiday for all the people who hate the holidays.
Wow.
Like, they should get a day.
Festivus.
No, but... I mean...
Festivus for the rest of us.
It is, but I think it should be named the holiday for people who hate the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Festivus, like, Seinfeld fans know it.
Yeah, yeah. A Festivus for people who are not Seinfeld fans.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful.
Give yourselves a round of applause. This is the show that Ralph and I do where we just, we call it a talk show. Yeah. I'm currently stoned. Some of you probably are.
Yep.
Feeling good. And, it's a relaxing time.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I'll admit that... For the first 15 minutes of every show that we always do, I'm always like, fuck, this is a little too relaxed.
I've got to pep this up a little bit.
Right. It usually gets pepped up.
Yeah, it'll get pepped up on its own.
Right.
Else, Masha tried to join the house band at the beginning.
Yeah.
You got all kinds of stuff happening.
Right.
I don't want to mention this, but I must mention that we're both wearing branded content.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Ralph's wearing a sweatshirt that he made
Precious,
for himself.
Gorgeous, yeah.
And
it's
I'm
got
wearing
my own face on it.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a sweatshirt for a film festival I used to run.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hooray us.
We don't have any for you.
No.
Yeah. But we have our own. Hey, this is a challenge for the rest of you. Next time you come to this show, which I hope is soon, wear a shirt with your own face on it.
Yeah, please. Surprise us.
Please.
I feel like this is something that I was thinking about on the way over here. I was like, I feel like there's something we've told of a previous audience member or guest, whereas like you have to come back and do something. And I don't think it's ever happened, and I don't know what it was, and I don't know who it was.
Well, it's the honor system, because we're counting on them to remember and honor it.
I know, but I feel like I should be mad at somebody.
Mm.
And I don't know who it is. What's that?
See?
That's true, yeah.
Give a hand for that. That's how we got
give
our house
for
band.
For Zarif, yeah. Audience
up.
Member turned to house band.
Soon he's going to be shift manager, and then he's going to be hosting the show.
We should make a collared shirt with a, that looks like a Target or Best Buy shirt, but it has like a Stoner Morning Show logo on it. And like make you wear it.
Black pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We also were supposed to check in with you pre-show. Because you sent a message about it. We didn't get a chance to.
Should we check in now?
No, I don't. I think it would be too lengthy of a thing.
Well.
Yeah. He was like, we should have a pre-show meeting about the show. I'm like, you're right. We should.
Yeah. You guys don't want to see a pre-show meeting.
No, yeah.
There's a clipboard. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
We do have a clipboard out.
All right. Here's something that I wanted to talk about.
Let's do it.
Okay. I had friends over for Christmas Eve.
Nice.
I made a ham, and Zarif was there. I feel like I got my apartment like pretty nicely decked out.
Oh, nice.
It. Like, there was things that I was wanting to rearrange. Like, there was blank walls that needed things. So it's like, I was hanging out in my own apartment last night, and I was like, holy fuck, this is a fun room to be in.
Nice.
Anyway,
yeah.
One of the changes I made was I have these color-changing lights that you can hook up to your phone, and you can control by your phone.
Oh, wow.
But one of the Wi-Fi elements inside of it broke, so I can't connect to it. So it just, like, randomly blinks colors. So I moved that into my bathroom. Yes. And so now when you turn on the bathroom light, you don't know what color the light will be. And I love it. It's like a perfect amount of surprise for myself.
Surprise, a low level of surprise for
yeah.
your bathroom
it's
use.
Like either just yellow or purple. But there's also some permanent yellow lights there.
Okay, nice.
I don't know. I'm in the holiday mood.
That's it, yeah. The holiday spirit.
I love it.
Okay, this might be too intimate of a question, but I'm curious.
Okay.
Who has this preference of lighting for their bathroom time? Could be bath, shower, or do you have a preference of lighting? Like, I want candles.
I do candles.
I want bright light.
I do candles during baths all the time.
Wow.
I buy myself bath bombs. I do it.
That is decadent, my friend.
Yeah.
Who can admit... Who's another man in here who can admit to baths?
We want men to talk about how you pamper them yourselves.
Any Zarif. Baths?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And then I think we have a hand in the back. Zarif, what do you do? A bath bomb, yeah. Yeah. See, now the show has picked up steam.
Now I feel the energy.
We want, this is the segment where we want men to talk about how they... Men per themselves.
Listen.
Men pampering.
I want to hear from any. If a lady has a regimen,
close your hands in the back.
I want to hear about that too. But
yeah.
This is a moment.
How do you man per yourself?
Man per. Yeah, yeah.
Man pamper.
Man explain your man per.
If I'm feeling fine and dandy,
yes.
I'll get some oatmeal bath.
Oatmeal bath, yeah. I've done those. Oh,
I took one
yeah.
And I farted and
okay. All right, farted and cried. Okay, that hey, let's not judge, because that is how men pamper themselves, by farting and crying.
That's how we pamper, yeah.
Right.
Zuri's got a question.
Yeah.
Do you ever eat the oatmeal?
Do you ever eat the oatmeal?
I'm going to take a brief detour and digress really quickly.
Oh, good.
There, you guys know those kind of, you see those like special soaps that you'll find at the mall. They're like different colors and they have different chunks. Every time I see one, I'm like, why can't I eat this?
Yeah.
It looks so good. The colors are so creamy.
Right.
And it looks so chunky. And I'm just like, I know this is soap. I know what it will taste like when I put it in my mouth, that it won't be pleasant. But visually, I'm tricked.
Mm.
I feel differently. I feel like I want to eat it. Anybody else have that, or is that just me? Yeah, exactly. It's always like raspberry cream tart, and I'm just like, this is a soap. This is only for cleaning.
They should have those warning signs next to soap.
Don't eat.
This is a soap. Yeah, this is a soap.
And I always feel like, why are we pretending that these don't look scrumptious?
Yeah.
Yes. It's our fact checker, Anya. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. Tide Pods looked edible. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sure, yeah. They were biting into them. Lock them up. Yeah. Mm.
It's amazing. And then I tell everybody, look, they're handcuffed.
Yeah.
The Tide Pods are handcuffed?
I will show you. I have them in my phone.
Yeah, I think just people.
This is not, so we've gone from like very, very mild and calm. Now we're rocketing out of control.
Yeah. Are there any final man purring stories?
Anybody
that you
a bath
to share?
Guy? There's no shame. I'm not a bath guy myself, I'll be honest, but I like to hear stories about it. Adi?
Aristotle got his best ideas while taking baths.
Mm hmm.
Good share.
Yeah. Actually, that is true, because I heard Aristotle, one of the ideas that he came up with, what is Aristotle known for? He was a real nerd. But one of the ideas, he was also a philosopher, right, in Rome or Greece. One of the ideas that he came up with, I believe I heard in the bath, is that song, Splish Splash, when I'm taking a bath.
Wow. My God, you took so much time to get a detail correct for an unnecessary, phony story.
It's the holiday spirit.
Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday on the 5th? What was the 5th? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Anyway, I wrote a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. What do you got?
I really,
what did you bring?
I think I wrote one thing down that I got.
Because I'm well prepared. I have things.
I don't have things. This is the one thing I got. Because I usually have a good holiday season. I'm having a good holiday season. But this period between Christmas and New Year's, I'm a little groggy. It's a little rough. I'm not feeling as up as I usually feel.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what I want. I wonder if there's any audience member who can help me with this. Okay. Sometimes our dog, when there's like a really loud noise, like an ambulance or a train going by or something, she'll freak out, right? And especially if it's a noise she hasn't heard before, and we have to go, "It's okay, Masha. It's okay."
Yeah, yeah.
Anya makes that very clear to me, that because usually I'm like, "Hey, what's going on with your dog?" And she's like, "No, you have to comfort the dog.
Right.
Say, it's okay. It's okay." I wonder if there's an audience member from where they are. You don't even have to stand up or anything. Who'll just do that for me? Just say, "It's okay, Ralph."
Oh, yeah.
But you got to really make me believe
it. Who will comfort Ralph? Yes. Yeah,
you
got
to really make me believe it.
Yeah.
You could do it from the dark. You don't have to
stand. Somebody, an audience member. Can't be Anya, can't be Zreef. Can't be anyone who knows him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody who doesn't know me. And you got to really make me believe it.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be okay, Ralph. You got this. It's in the bag.
It sounded kind of sincere.
It's not I feel like I could pitch a no-hitter right now.
I don't know if you believed it.
I feel like it was very coach-like, as an athletic, and whatever the athletics I was about to do.
I'm just saying.
Whatever the athletics I was about to do, I feel like I could do it.
All right.
If you want to redo, I'll let you have it. I would take it. Anybody else, I'll take it. I need it.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to give me it.
Come on.
What's that?
So then tell the truth.
Oh, yeah, tell the truth.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do it.
Only say pump things are going to be as good as you think they're going to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think?
That felt good.
Okay, good.
Because I felt like you only said as much as you believed. And I feel good about
truthful,
that.
Truthful, yeah.
That's kind.
Bad at lying.
Thank
good.
You. I'll take one more if anybody else has got one for me. I really could use it. Please.
Yeah. Back row.
Whatever you want to do. Sure. Just like I was Masha. Like, I'm scared. I'm distraught. Just help me to feel better.
Let him answer.
I think that was pretty good. If you want to do another trial, I'll give it to you, but I feel pretty good.
He feels good.
I feel like that was good.
Yeah.
I'm going to give an applause to everybody who tried. I feel good,
everyone
man.
Everyone succeeded. No one failed.
I feel good job. Definitely, wherever I was, I definitely feel 7% better.
Good.
And that's because of you guys.
That's an increase. All right.
This dog has got it so good.
I have something that I wanted to talk about that is dog-related, but first I want to ask real quick, only because it seemed to take so much time, what did those people say when they left? It was so much discussion. Why did it take so long to leave? Okay.
Well, I could ask them all to just stop. Right?
Yeah.
And I think everybody would, I don't think anybody would be upset. It wouldn't be a big deal. You just right. Stop smoking. And he insisted, no, you guys do what you're doing. We love the show. We have to call it a night.
Okay.
That's awesome. What a compliment. They sure. Love the show so much, they're like, don't interrupt the show.
Yeah, but they didn't love it as much as their baby.
Yeah. That part is lame, okay? What a bunch of squares.
No, that's fine.
But that's very nice.
No, cool parents, yeah.
Belgium, too.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, here's the dog thing that I was going to bring up.
Oh, can we just real fast give a hand for that baby who's kind of hot?
Give a hand for that baby, yeah.
Contact high for that baby. It's going to be just cool, a little bit cooler when it's born. God bless it. All right.
It is weird to think about where you were when you were in utero and you have no idea.
Holy moly.
You know? What's your thing about that?
I kind of remember being in my mom's belly and going to the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. But do they remember?
I remember the vending machine. I remember the vending machine.
Well, wait, what are the memories?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it might not have been to give birth. It might have just been a visit. Because I don't remember feeling distressed. I was just chilling.
It was an out-of-body experience before death. It was like a near-death experience, but it was before birth. Near birth experience. I mean, I don't know. I'm In some ways, I'm not prepared to talk about this, and I want to be prepared to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Listen, I had a little window in the womb.
Yeah.
And I was looking out, and my mom was walking toward the vending machine. I was like, go to the vending machine, get some snacks. And she didn't.
Yeah.
And that's all I remember.
I do have a memory of when my sister, who's 3 years younger than me, I have a memory of her birth. Or I wasn't there, but I have a memory of being at the hospital after she was born and asking my mom for orange juice. And then right after saying it, thinking that was cruel. So selfish. Wanting orange juice the day your sister was born. Anyway, the thing, the dog thing that I do want to talk about,
yes,
is I'm currently dog sitting a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's
we have a dog right here.
There's a dog right here.
Yeah.
I'm currently dog sitting a Cavapoo who's like this tiny, like 20-pound dog. I've walked him several times before. This is the second time he's staying with me. Anyway, you know how some people leave the TV on or music on?
Mm.
I don't know if that dog does that. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to leave music on in one room and no music on the other room. It can choose what it does.
Wow.
But here's what I did. This is, I think, brilliant. I put the what I played for this dog on Spotify was my own comedy albums. Because it knows my voice.
That is really smart.
It knows my voice, but then it made me think I should do a comedy album called Play This for Your Dogs.
Wow.
Where it's just empowering things for dogs. Like, good boy. Oh, who's a good boy? You're such a good boy. Like, wouldn't your... Yeah, and then other dog things, too. Because, like, wouldn't you play that for your dog?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why not?
That'd be a good... And then a really great thing would be... if you had, like, a secret track in the middle that you're like, unlock the front door. if you wanted to become a cat burglar in the middle of it.
I wanted to only be empowering things for these pets.
You're right.
Would it desensitize the dog? I don't know. It's a worthy study. I think they would. I think it would fill their afternoon with joy. I think they would like it.
You could also like build up. You could find like maybe miscellaneous things to say in the middle. Like you have nice fur. Like,
oh sure, yeah, that stuff. Go get your toy.
Go get your toy.
Go get your toy. Where's the toy?
What's strong teeth?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I could. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll crash the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah, dude. Crash
that
sucker.
Let's bring some junkyard dogs in there.
And then they're bringing like security.
Walk-ons.
Yeah, they're bringing security to escort you out, but then you're just killing so much that the dogs are like, we gotta leave this guy on.
Right.
This guy's gonna do 10.
What if we dress a kid up in a dog costume and then we go there and like, this is a Make-A-Wish kid. He wants to compete. Come on, you got to do it.
The plot to this whole movie is amazing. I feel like we have to do this.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, that's my dog thing that I wanted to share.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
This show's off to a good start. This is a good holiday show.
Yeah.
Should we...
We have people who showed up late. We have people who left early. This shows everything, audience-wise.
All kinds of excitement.
People who've been here the whole time.
The dog almost got in the middle of the band, tried to join the
band.
We
have a guest who didn't show up.
Guest that didn't show up.
Two guests that didn't show up.
We got one guest who's here.
It
was just us. I did have one more thought, then we should do our guests.
Okay, yeah.
I just am curious. Oh. Two things. Anybody have an interesting story from their holiday? If you celebrated Christmas or Hanukkah or anything else, Kwanzaa? Anybody
have
an interesting?
If you have an interesting holiday story.
Holiday story
and let me remind this to everybody who's here: your lives are not as boring as you think they are.
Not at
Everyone
all.
Everyone is more interesting to somebody else. So if you think like, oh, I have a bore, nothing exciting happened to me for your holidays. Bullshit. We want to know about your
life.
We
want to hear it.
Yeah. Who's got a holiday story they want to share?
And or...
Front row.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm a chef.
Yes.
I'm working at this restaurant that I started up in Flatbush across the street from Brooklyn College.
What's the restaurant?
It's called Italian Brothers.
Italian Brothers.
Yeah, they're Italian, but I'm the island man. And they didn't know anything about...
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's make two restaurants. Let's make two restaurants into one location. So here I am cooking all the jerk chicken and Lescovitz fish.
Ooh. Ooh, y'all hearing this shit?
into the business and it's up. And then the guy is like, oh, sorry, Ross, I can't afford you anymore paying you $265 a day. So I'm like, okay, no problem. But in the meanwhile,
it's a good day rate.
I'm hanging out with this chick. She's from Africa, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just hanging out. I live in Virginia, in Richmond. And I was just coming and hanging out with her. And then she's like, I'm hanging out with her. Why is I'm hanging out with her? Of course, if you stay somewhere, you have to pay your dues as a man, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to stay for free. This is America. In the islands, you can sleep anywhere in a hammock outside. Ain't no rent. Everybody own a house.
Yeah.
So I'm here with her now, chilling. I give her money every month.
This story is like Die Hard. Where's the Christmas? Where's the holiday part? I'm listening.
After this guy say he can't pay me.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, baby, I'm out of a job now. And this was last week. So
yeah.
I'm only out of a job a week now. So she's like, yo, dude, you can't stay here anymore. Yeah, you better go back to Virginia and see where you can figure it out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit, this is how it is. So I have a friend that has a few restaurants. They call Footprints.
Oh, yeah, I know Footprints.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a holiday story. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This guy's working at Footprints.
Mind the people that you help out in life.
Mm. Can you explain real quick? Who doesn't know what jerk chicken is in here? Oh, yeah. Please, just... Is there any words you can say about jerk chicken just to let people know?
Let the world know.
I don't think you know what's going on.
It's something they never tasted before. They have to taste it for their next meal.
Ooh. Okay. Who's not had jerk chicken? All right.
I saw a couple of hands.
Maybe. All right. Maybe sometime within the next week or two you can try it and then come on the show and then talk about it.
Talk about jerk chicken. Go to Footprints.
Okay. We, that was a, give, well, it's, it just happened. It's chronologically, it happened recently. So yeah, that fits. Congrats. Give it up for first guest Marcus, right? Is that you see Marcus? First guest Marcus. And, what's that?
Oh, yes,
that's before
I was born.
Here, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I was born before then. We don't need to get into years, but we should have on Anya. Anya, are you ready? Anya Jones is the house manager. Oh, somebody's walking in. Oh, it's Alex. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. Okay, cool. Anya is our house manager /
fact checker,
and she's a comedian, and she's going to come on and tell jokes.
Woo!
And she's
my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to use this one? All right.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll use this one. There she is right there. Hello. I feel bad that the pregnant people left. I really begged them to stay. I was like, listen, it's like... Anyways, they... hey... Well, oh, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. It's okay. No. It's okay. There was a couple that came in, and this is Stoner Morning Show, and people often smoke in the room, which is kind of part of the charm. But to be honest with you, I don't know if anybody knows that we do that. So I don't know if it's legal or not, but we've been doing it for, like, months. We let people smoke weed in here. Anyway, so this couple came to the show, and they had to leave right as soon as people lit up because they said... We love the show. We think the show is really cool, but my wife is pregnant, and we have to get out of here. Anyways, welcome. Hello. Sean was just, and welcome to you, too, and to you. Hello. Sean was just asking about whether or not we have any, like, holiday stories, and She's not going to lie down. She's not going to do it. This is Masha. I live with Ralph. Ralph is my partner. Masha's our dog. I have recently recovered from COVID, and I've been recovered long enough that I am safe. To be fair, I declared myself safe after just a week of no symptoms. But you cannot miss it. I had it bad too. Well, I know because I was around somebody that said that they had it, and then right after that I started getting really sick. And Ralph was around this person too. It was Sean. Sean gave us COVID. And Ralph felt sore for a day. He was like, oh, I'm not feeling good. What is happening? And then the next day he was fine. Not me. All these people are like, I tested positive, but I feel great. I guess I'm asymptomatic. Not your girl. I was riddled with it. I was in bed. I had a fever. And it goes through you one day my ears were hurting. The next day the ears are fine. The nose hurts. Then body part by body part. Anyways, so I totally lost my sense of smell, completely no smell, which was a benefit for Ralph because Ralph farts a lot. It's like one of the benefits of having COVID is farts don't bother you anymore. Aside from that, my eyelashes would singe clear off my face several times a day, but that was a fart joke. It's a fart joke. His farts are acidic. It's okay. While I was quarantining at home, and I couldn't really do real open mics, live open mics, so I had to do Zoom mics because to keep the craft sharp. So I'm doing these Zoom mics. This is a whole story of a disaster that I lived through during COVID. I don't know exactly how to dive into it. I was checking my bank account during the Zoom open mic because I deleted all of my social media. I deleted, well, not the Instagram, because that doesn't even count. That's I like it, is why. But I deleted my Facebook account, so now I need something to check compulsively, so I check my bank account. And I'm connected to my mother on my bank account, and basically that's all the information that I can get, and that's my punishment for needing it, you know what I mean? Anyway, so I checked my bank account. Lo and behold, somebody stole $500 from me on my credit card, which is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me in my life. So, somebody took my credit card. I don't know how they got it. I don't know who it was. They bought $500 worth of shoes, and I know it wasn't me. So at the time, I'm sitting in the Zoom open mic. My credit card has been hacked. I assume it's from my phone. My phone has been hacked. I'm doing jokes. My jokes are hacked. I have COVID. While that's happening, my DNA is being hacked. You understand? It's all coming together, and it's not even that cold. So the what do you call it? The sphere? The atmosphere is being hacked, and it's not even snowing on Christmas. So after the Zoom mic, I launch into investigation mode. I've been home sick for 5 days at that point, so I'm revving to go. So I go online and I Google what do you do if you see charges on your credit card? I was gonna call the bank, and that's when it hit me. It was probably through my phone. Is probably something, I don't know the terminology, but so I can't call the bank. I can't call anybody. So first thing I do, what? You've been hacked at every time in your life? You're so much smarter than me, Ellie. I didn't do any of those things. You know what I did? I deleted everything on my phone. Everything. I deleted the games I play. I deleted everything. Everything that doesn't come with the phone, I deleted. And I get onto my computer and I start messaging with Samsung because I don't like iPhones. Let me hear the Android users. Let me see where you're at. Nice. Literally three of us. Good. I don't trust iPhone, so I have a Samsung. So now I'm chatting online with a Samsung helper. What's the word? A Samsung guy. For like 4 hours, dude. For like 4 hours. And together we discover that my phone actually has been hacked. It has been hacked. Because I've checked, this is one of the things you can check. My phone calls were being, there's like a setting on your phone where you could forward all the phone calls that come to you to someone else, like your secretary, maybe if you had one. She said it's a backdoor key lock. I have no idea what that means. But there was a phone number there that wasn't a number that I'd ever seen before. Somebody was stealing my phone calls. Can you believe it? It's like, what kind of Grinch is stealing my phone calls? So. I was afraid of that too. I taped a little post-it note over the camera. And also, I put the phone in the other room while I whispered to Ralph, I think my phone is being hacked. I think they're listening to us. So, yeah. So, anyways, so I am now like trying to figure out who's been stealing my phone calls. What is this phone number? I Google the phone number. People online have been writing, this number has hacked me too. Anyways, this happened like going into the night. I stayed up all night. Like, in full white woman mode. Like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to blow this thing wide open. And I basically, like, my plan was, okay, like, I have money that's been stolen from me. That's enough to go to the police. Surely they'll help me out. So I, like, basically, I worked through the night tirelessly. And I was going to, in the morning with Ralph, go to the police. And see, you know, maybe here's all the work that I've done. Maybe you guys can take it from here. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, right before we do that, I put some information together. This was a haze, so I don't actually remember how I figured this out. But the phone number where my phone calls had been being forwarded to was the number for my voicemail. And... I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking, you know, that doesn't possibly explain the $500 spent at Designer Shoe Warehouse, DSW for short, on my credit card. You're right. It doesn't. In an unrelated way, somebody stole $500 from me. But that, like, I think the idea that I'm coming away from that with is, you know, you're not always being attacked. I'll just speak for me. I'm not always being attacked. It just felt so good. It felt so good. I'd been preparing for this like my whole life. Like someday, somebody's gonna, you know, try to something. And I'm gonna tear them apart. Anyways, the credit card company said, looks like we don't know how this happened. We'll just give you that money back. So everything's good now. My name is Anya Jones. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Give it up for Anya Jones, everybody.
Check, check, check. All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What do you want to share us about your holiday? That you just did.
I love Thanksgiving, so we did like a big Thanksgiving this year. So for Christmas, we didn't do much. We went to see Licorice Pizza on Christmas Eve, which
Recommend.
Was wonderful.
The movie.
Yeah, so good. And then we went to see Macbeth on Christmas Day.
Do not recommend.
We did not like it.
No.
Did not like it at all.
Who's? I like Matrix. Oh yeah, Sean saw the Matrix.
Wow, this latest one? That's awesome. Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah, autographs after
but
the show, go for
it. But you have to sign as the running blob.
Well, did you like the movie? Me too.
Are you privy to the plot when you're filming it?
Started,
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Tell everybody what you know about the Matrix.
You're gonna have to jog my memory. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Have you seen The Matrix?
Yes. Just the first one.
What do you know about it?
Is this a game? I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with this, but yeah. Maybe the first thing that comes to mind is at the time I was also thinking a lot about Jesus and the Bible. So when I saw the movie, I was looking to see like the Bible stories in there. Is this what you mean?
No.
Everybody knows that Neo is Jesus. That's something that's like a very commonly known thing. I don't know what you're talking about, really. You're talking about Keanu Reeves?
I have no idea. I just wanted to see what you had to say about The Matrix.
All right.
Well, that's it.
Okay, well, here's some...
Oh, wait, but the new Matrix?
Yeah,
I've heard a theory that in the new Matrix, it's not explicitly stated in the movie, but it's like a secret hidden in the movie that Keanu Reeves is the actor Keanu Reeves in the movie, and when they reference the previous Matrix, they're talking about the movie. Because the Matrix is it's an ever-evolving thing that adapts the story of itself into itself, and it...
I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
I saw it, and that doesn't make sense.
This lady just slowly shook her head. She's...
I'm sorry. You really fucked me. You really fucked... Oh, here's another thing that happened.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Okay, we had a couch in our house. I liked it. One of the legs, like, snapped off. Very upsetting. This is like a 6-month-old couch.
Right.
So we took off all the legs. Now we have a floor couch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's cozy.
Is it the right height now? Now it's on, that it's...
It's on the floor.
It's definitely less comfortable, but it's more comfortable than not having a couch at all.
Oh, sure.
It's less comfortable to get down there
That's
and
like
come
every
up.
Piece of furniture I own. It's like, this isn't that comfortable, but it's better than nothing, you know?
That's what we live in.
A bag of sugar? Oh, like for a pillow or something?
No, for the legs. Oh, for
the leg? I did think about that.
Yeah.
But instead we just took all the legs off.
I could put like a stack of books under there.
Okay, this is how we're actually going to end the show. After this show is done here, you guys all come to our house and help us build the replacement legs for our couch.
Ellie just said cinder blocks as if...
Oh, yeah.
Where am I going to get a cinder block?
Yeah, construction sites, yeah.
Easy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Simple.
You just need four.
I just need one.
One cinder block?
Well, only one of the legs snapped.
Oh, just one of the legs.
Just need one block.
All right. Yeah.
Send one block?
Send one. That's not what I said, but I wish
I
did.
Your mask is on your head the whole time?
Yes.
We need that one to keep the door open.
We need to keep our couch up.
We need that cinder block here. This place stole that from another place.
Yeah.
We can't be re-stealing cinder blocks. We got to steal one for a new one. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody figure this out.
Is anyone on stage or anyone in the audience afraid of witchcraft?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well... get ready.
What do you mean? Can I clarify?
Well, I'll clarify by telling you what I'm talking
Please.
About, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
I was given a Christmas gift. It was a book of spells. It's a spell for each day of the year. And I brought the spell book. Oh, shit. There's smoke next to me.
Yeah.
That's freaked me out. I'm talking about magic, and then smoke just appears out of
Look
nowhere.
At it. Look
like
at it.
Like it does. Anyway, I brought the book of spells here, and if anybody wants to do the spell of today, it's to sort of evoke a good thing for next year.
No.
you don't have to do it. But so it's like there's four stones that you can pick, and one of them is for the stone that I picked is a green stone. Anyway, I'm going to have a year of fertility and abundance.
That's awesome. Is it jade?
It was just like, if you pick the green stone, it's like you're going to have fertility and abundance, and it's like, fuck yeah, universe.
Yes.
Tell me, show me what I don't yet know fertility about fertility and abundance. Like, bring it. I don't care.
Ready.
Surprise cool. the hell out of me.
Cool.
2022, yeah, I'm ready for it. So if anybody wants to do it afterwards... I was given a
yeah. Do it now. Who
no,
wants to do
no,
it?
It'll take too long. It'll be boring to do it. Like I don't
oh,
want to do it during the show. Yeah, it's involved. Oh. It's involved.
Sorry. I just thought as
there'll be a line of people who want.
I will
do
never
it.
Do this. By the way, yeah.
That's fine.
I just thought as you were talking about this, if there was like a kindergarten class and a kid who has a book of like spelling words like cat and house.
Yeah.
And then they spell the words out loud, but there's one kid who always spells like they're doing an incantation.
Oh,
like,
sure.
H O U S E.
You mean, are you?
And the teacher's like, yeah, you can't pass out the graham crackers.
So you're
today.
Putting forth. You're putting forth the supposition. Are is there? Do you think there's a weird kid at a school?
I yeah. hope so.
There is. I'm there's not a weird kid at every school.
I hope there's a kid who's this weird, yeah. this particular kind of weird.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, I hope one of you raises one.
Mm.
Okay.
There was a weird kid at my elementary school. I forgot about him because he left from like 6th to 8th grade. He left.
And then came back?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I didn't remember him. I was like, so I started asking friends of mine that I had from grade school when I was older. I was like, hey, what happened to this kid? And nobody wanted to talk about what happened to him. Other kids knew what happened to him, but nobody wanted to talk about it. I never found out. I don't know.
Sounds like you got turned into a toad or something.
Even in my 30s, I talked to my friend Zach. I was like, hey, what happened to that kid? And he was like, I don't want to talk about it.
I think that's one of the funniest things that you can do is find, and not that this is innocuous, but find something innocuous and then
what is
and
innocuous?
Just
but my question
like,
was coming out of concern.
Yeah.
It was like,
nobody wanted to
you
say.
Don't get to be concerned.
What does innocuous mean?
Innocuous means something that seems trivial or unimportant.
Yeah.
Like somebody asked me what I had for lunch today. I don't want to talk about it.
God damn it. What did you have for lunch today?
Yeah, that's good.
You know, this is my dream.
What is?
I think Ralph knows this, but I salivate over being a part of Stoner Morning Show.
Oh, okay.
I
this?
Love it. Yeah.
What's it like?
Because I have to see it every week, and I want to jump in all the yeah. time.
Okay.
This is awesome.
Explain to the folks in the audience, what's it like
yeah,
on this side?
Tell them, explain to them why it's good. They need to know.
I mean, okay, well, it's good because I work here every Monday night, so I get to see the show every Monday night, and it, every, for months, every single Monday, it just makes people feel good. I don't know how you guys do it. We theorize about it a lot about like, well, maybe it's because you do this that makes people feel nice. But I don't think you guys know either. But people just always no. end up kind of like looser and
yeah.
kinder.
I think it's good that we don't know.
It's
I think
a
we
kind
have.
Show.
I think we each have ideas. It is a kind show.
Yeah.
But I think, and this has been a long-standing theory of mine for comedy, I think you should not know why you are funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you should have some idea, but you should also... I think comedy is like driving with your knees, is what I've explained. With like, it'll get you there. It's like, you're not going to completely crash, but it's going to be scary sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have full control.
Yeah. I feel that. I definitely don't yeah. have a lot of control.
But I think that's why this show works.
Yeah.
Because there's like somewhat control. We have ideas. I walk up here with a list of things I want to talk about. We're all driving with our knees.
Yeah.
The audience is stoned. There's babies here.
Not it's anymore.
Yeah.
For a moment.
We don't know.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question.
There could be a baby here right now.
And I will not.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I know that's heavy. That's a heavy
that's
thing.
That's true.
Anyway, yeah.
I will not be offended. Yeah. I really want an honest answer. I have for my own curiosity. You guys are here enjoying the show, and we're thankful for you. You're at least here watching the show. We're thankful that you're here. Raise your hand if you're watching this. You're like, I could do this. I could do that.
Be honest. You should be raising your
hand. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being honest.
Good.
You're not wrong.
Amen. Yeah.
You're not
good
wrong.
Good for you. And if you didn't raise your hand, that's also fine.
Yeah,
but know
yeah,
that
yeah.
you could have. Nobody would have been mad at you.
No.
Nobody would have second-guessed you.
I'm proud, honestly.
These guys, yes. That person, no.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't no think way. That person could have done
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
We might have another guest showing up who's late. This show is out of control.
Yeah, out of control.
There a question you want to ask me?
I already
interview me.
I already asked you about the
you
Matrix.
You also like this show because you love Ralph.
No, that's not why.
No, but that's part of it.
No, it's
I think
not.
That's part of it.
It okay. is not. I love Ralph a lot. I yeah. love watching Ralph perform.
Yeah.
But I love Stoner Morning Show a lot in
thank you.
In every incarnation.
It's appreciated, definitely. Yeah. I came up, we were talking about babies, and I came up with and the witchcraft spell that I'm going to do for people after the show if they want it. It has to do with manifesting stuff for the new year. I don't know, I just connected two ideas. We were talking about babies, manifesting stuff for the new year. I think it would be funny if I started going around telling people that I want to be the first man who gets pregnant. That's my goal.
The guy that was on the 7 p.m. show has a whole joke about that. Sorry, you should have him as a guest. He's a stand-up. He has a joke.
Sure.
It's so good. I want to spoil
remind,
it.
Remind us.
Okay. Okay.
Sean is going to do a spell later. That's a special gift he has. If you had to bring something to the show, and it wasn't a spell, since you don't want to do a spell, what would you bring besides your comedy? A magic trick?
Are you eating like Wendy's?
Somebody eating
donuts. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Nice.
It felt like in being secretive about it, everybody was like, "What's going on?"
We got a lot going on here. Enjoy yeah. that donut.
It's good. We know.
Wait, what are the options?
Anything you want. Anything you have
like
to bring.
Like something that people could do.
Yeah, yeah. Something that would be. Let's say you were like you knew about this a month in advance, and you could prepare something to bring. What would you have brought?
Yeah. No, the dog is
the
good.
Dog's
good.
The
dog always comes.
But she's getting a lot of, she gets a lot of love anyways, you know. I mean, I would love, for some reason, I love to know what is the most painful thing that people have going on. So I want to invite somebody to share with me something like really, really painful that they're going through in their life right now that they are kind of scared about.
Sure. No pressure, but if anybody does want to.
Something that's happened in the last month-ish or like something that you're in the middle of. It's not done. It's not like 5 years ago.
Yes. Front.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. That makes me sound fucked up.
You mourned him already, and it didn't happen.
Well,
wow.
It's a strength to be ready. And I understand being mad at yourself because there's no way to be ready. So it's almost like I think you're mad at yourself for thinking that you are ready when you won't be. But I don't know. It's good to think about it and prepare.
May I ask, are you like you're probably thinking about this every day, and I'm sure it makes you like stressed, nervous, and how does that like stress manifest itself? Like you're thinking about this, what does that make you do in your life? Like how do you act out?
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Classic.
The good drugs, though, right? The good drugs.
Classic.
Right? Yeah, the good ones. Have you.
Wait a second. That warrants a clarification. Which drugs?
Which drugs do I do
or
do I?
Yeah.
I like smoke a little weed, have some nicotine, drink every once in a while.
Yeah.
Shrooms? Maybe.
Okay.
Shrooms. Sure. Yeah, shrooms are good. Cool. Right. Cool.
Half of those are
shrooms
good.
Shrooms are the best.
I would say half of those are good.
I agree.
You know.
You know this lady does to cope? Watches The Matrix.
I don't. I do not. Right.
I have one more serious question. Have you talked to your dad about him dying? I'm sure there's things that you've talked to him and said to him, but have you talked about...
So there's a little extra layer here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
Wow.
He's an alcoholic.
Mm. Right. Are you close to your mom? Can you say this to her?
She's dealing with it on her own.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even know that she's dealing with it. Like, I mentioned it. Like,
yeah.
Close to death,
yeah.
And she was like, I don't know where I'm at with it. My mind just said, fuck it.
Hmm.
She's closed off.
Do you have siblings? Wow. I'll say I've buried my parents in my mind a lot. They're both alive and well, and I can't say that neither of them was an alcoholic, and they weren't really abusive, and like they're perfectly wonderful parents. I love them both a lot. I'm close with them, and I've buried them in my mind many times over. Not out of anger either,
sure.
Just like dealing with the fact that they will go at some point.
Yeah. It's something you don't want to think about, but we should all think about it, you know. It was meant to be funny, but yeah. I mean, yeah.
I guess it did
sound dumb, but
I think it was great.
This is my worst fear. Sorry, go ahead.
This is great. I thank you for sharing this. I just want to say, in my mind, I have an all right relationship with my dad. But when I was younger and we went through rough times, I would imagine like doing like a pile driver on him through a table in a wrestling match. And then he always was like, no, no more. And I was like, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking leave me alone. That's it. That's all. So that's the only small way I relate to your story. But I appreciate you sharing it.
Yeah. Did this help to talk about
also,
it at
you
all?
Have a dead parent.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, I do also have a dead parent. My mom died years ago. I never imagined suplexing her through a table. But my dad, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We have odd relationships with our fathers.
Yeah.
Because they had odd relationships with theirs, you know? I was thinking about how generational trauma is a thing. Do you think also like generational like Rage Against the Machine is a thing?
Yeah.
Like my mom was very like angry about injustices, and I feel like.
Oh, you inherited that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of friends would be surprised how internally I'm like a lot of times like fuck this, man, this is so fucking unfair.
Wow.
I wouldn't have expected that from you.
Yeah.
But. Like generational trauma makes sense to me as an idea, but I kind of think of it as like there's a trauma of existence, like
oh sure,
period. It hurts to be human.
Yeah,
it hurts bad.
Right, it hurts to birth, and then to be birthed, you're hearing like screams, like
yeah,
like who's having fun in this situation, you know?
The one,
yeah,
birth, not fun. Birth, not fun.
That's why that lady had to leave.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Gotta protect that baby. There was one thing that I did inherit from my dad. I tell Ani this from time to time, and it seems like a small thing, but it makes my blood boil.
Yeah.
If I'm in a store, this just happened to us on Christmas.
Okay. Cool.
If I'm in a store and I'm trying to buy something, and they need to do a price check on the item. In my mind, I can feel my father tearing out of me, and I have to fight myself from going, looks like you're supposed to give it to me for free.
Oh, no.
I
don't
hate
say it.
When he does it, and I can feel it on my lips every time. Like,
yeah.
You didn't say it this time, though.
I didn't.
Good for you.
You didn't. Good for you.
I think the show's almost over. Supposedly we have a guest who's on her way. I don't know. But I feel like...
We'll give her a big hand when she gets here.
I don't know. We'll see. But there's something else I wanted to talk about that I think, I don't know, will be relatable or something.
Can we just... I don't know your name. Can we just give a hand for this lady and nicotine and weed?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's...
Fucking take that edge off, dude. It's awesome.
I was going to save it for the end, where it would have been a little bit more dramatic.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding.
I jumped it.
I'm kidding. No, it was good we did it when we did. All right. On my way here, I accidentally got on the wrong train, which is no big deal. I just had to ride the train two stops, get off, and then just get on another train.
I did the same.
Yeah. It's a classic,
Like,
New York commuter complaint, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it made me think of another idea. Because I had that dog idea in the head of, like, recording that album. Yeah. I thought of recording an album where it's just complaints. Like, and I would record it at, like, live. And it's like, okay, this is my complaints about the weather. And then I would complain about the weather for 2 minutes. And so that would be the track about gripes about the weather. And then, like, I would do, like, traffic. Or there would be a track for gas prices. 3 minutes of griping about gas. Anyway.
I like it. I do like that
I don't
idea.
Everyone
stop closing yourself up.
You're right.
That idea.
Okay. I might do it. I don't know. I feel like I come up with too many dumb ideas, though.
Listen.
The accumulation of them.
This is eerie because I was going to say this is like one of my worst nightmares is that,
to be here. No, go. What is it?
I this is like silly, but this is a really big insecurity of mine is that I just ruin things everywhere I go. Just my presence is toxic and ruinous. Anyways, this is like two times in a row now that you've said that an idea is dumb, and in all of Stoner Morning Show, I've never heard you say that about an idea. And the only the only thing that's changed is now I'm up here.
Let's not blame you. No,
you've been great. I think you've
judgment.
We'll blame myself for not believing in me. That's who won? Raise your hand if you want to do the witchcraft thing after the show. Okay,
Ellie wants to do
good,
it.
Good.
There. Okay,
these
good.
Guys.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll have a little pocket.
It'll
heathens.
I think it'll be fun.
Pagan.
Yes.
Pagan but scum. See? Judgmental.
No judgment.
Judgment.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
The witchcraft stuff is about, my last name is Wiccans. W-I-C-K-E-N-S.
Yep.
So it's a different, Wiccans is a different thing, but I don't know, there's a connection there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're against witchcraft. What do you think jerk chicken is made of?
Magic, yeah.
Magic.
No, it's all about belief. That's what witchcraft is all about belief and like, you can believe in good things, and that's, yeah.
Belief in Zarif.
Yeah.
There he is.
Any close... Oh, yeah. He's just going to play us out. This is the end of the show, right?
Yeah. Right. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Soon as Zarif started playing, this guy called out the note.
Was he right?
It was a shot in pool.
Was he right?
Oh, bless. Oh, shit.
Right.
Well, that's our... In between the holidays,
this is
Stoner Morning Show.
Thank you for being here.
We're here every Monday, so we'll see you in the new year.
Right.
Give it up for Anya Jones at Anya J Zero N E S.
Yeah,
Anya A N Y A J Zero N E S, and we're at Stoner Morning
Give
Show.
Give it up for that baby. I wonder if
Yeah,
I wonder if it'll ever hear this story about how before it was born, the parents went to a show and then
I believe it will. I believe it will, and it will change the course of its life.
They were Belgian. How cool is that?
It is. Yeah, it is.
They were Belgian.
Yeah.
You guys are cool. All right, good night. We love you.
Thanks, everybody.